Hey, we're Cloud Control, and you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
You're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com, bringing you the freshest radio in Brooklyn since 2009. Hear directly from chefs to farmers, artists to architects, authors to brewers, and everyone in between. Check out all of our shows on our website or by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Hi, everybody. You're tuned into the Heritage Radio Network. The show is Flash Talks Cash. We're about money, making it, spending it, saving it, what to do with it when you get it. I'm your host, Joanne Flash Fleming, and my co-host, Andrew My Son Newman.
I just want to welcome back Jack Inslee, our engineer and producer.
Oh, thanks.
It was tough last week.
No, it wasn't tough.
What are you saying about Carlos?
Carlos did
well,
a great
I missed
job.
Your input, man. I miss having you to like out there.
Okay,
to hook me up. When I go, Jack, put on my theme music, and my theme music comes on, I appreciate that.
Well, give Carlos a little
Carlos.
Slack, a little bit.
Carlos, you know what my theme music is.
Yeah.
There we go. Carlos is 1 week on the job. He's getting it. Good for us. Today we broadcast live every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:00, and if you can't listen live, you can download a free podcast off the website, or all the episodes are archived right on the website. And during the show, we'd love to hear from you, your comments, your questions, and you can call us while we're streaming, and the number is
718-497-2128.
718-497-2128. Before I get started, that's a very cool commercial that started the show today, Roberta's and the Heritage Radio Network. Good, good, good job. And that was nice.
Wow, we're so proud of ourselves.
And
I love
so
it.
Wait a second.
I love it.
I'm not finished. And that spectacular review that Roberta's got in the newspaper, in the New York Times this week, was over the top. It was wonderful. So I'm proud to be broadcasting from the back of Roberta's restaurant.
You know, the unwritten story in the Times was how the Flash Talks Cash crew really wooed over the Times critics, and
right.
I think that's why it all went down.
Well, he was here last week.
It was a photographer. It wasn't Sifton himself.
Yeah, well, it was nice that he was here taking our photos, but we didn't quite make it this time.
We didn't
but
get
next
in?
Time, next time, there should be a mention about the Heritage Radio Network regarding Roberta's reviews. I mean, come on. That's like salt without pepper here or something.
I don't know about all that, but we had a little bit of character.
All right. Well, it was very nice, very nice. So good for Roberta's and good for Heritage that we're a part of that family. So today's show is a show called Taxes at Married.Gay.
What does that mean?
What
does that mean?
I'm going to tell you. I had a revelation that the people who are getting married now, because New York just passed that same-sex marriage
when
law
did that
last month, Andrew.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
And, you know, I got to thinking about it. And there's a, you know, as some of you know, many of you may not know that I do business valuations. And a common reason I have a business valuation case is because a married couple is getting divorced. And the business of one of the spouses is an asset of the marriage and they have to be valued. So there's a joke in the community since they passed the same-sex marriage. Well, why not let the gays get married so then they can also go get divorced and then the divorce lawyers and the business valuators have more customers?
I think the divorce lawyer is a little bit more excited than the business valuators.
Yeah, I know. No, it's true, but that's the little joke. So, you know, I've been thinking about it. Okay, there's an increase in impossible business down the road as these people get married and then they get divorced because I'm sure the divorce rate in the gay community is probably the same as it is in the heterosexual community.
Maybe
I'd
like
even
to look that up, actually.
Jack, what are you out
of
your mind?
It's hard to say because they have not been divorced.
They're people.
They're just getting married.
What are you going to Google how quickly gay people break up?
You can't. You can't because there's no records about it. And it's just they're just getting married now. So it's going to take a few years to compile that data. But, you know, I mean, gay couples who aren't married, but they go together and they stay together. Some stay together for 40 years and some stay together for 4 years. It's the same as the heterosexual community.
I have an interesting fact.
Yes.
Divorce rates in general are higher in states where gay marriage is banned.
Well.
Yeah.
But
But so, wait, so you're saying you're implying that gay marriage creates a more stable
heterosexual marriage rate?
Jack, how long has gay marriage been legal?
Only a few
years. Some states.
Only a
couple of
years.
So like, give it a little bit more time, buddy, you know?
Yeah, I don't know about that. It's really hard to say.
That's an arbitrary statistic, and I don't appreciate that.
Oh, Andrew's getting angry.
No, so, I just wanted to use a big word.
Oh. So, you know, I don't know if those are correlated, Jack. That might be an interesting fact, but it also could be they eat more ketchup in states that they don't go to church on Sundays.
Are you kidding me? You just made that up. Jack at least came up with something off the internet, and the internet does not lie.
The internet does not lie. It's
never.
True. Never lies. Okay, so as I was thinking about the increase in business valuation.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What is the taxes at marriage.gay? What does that mean?
Taxes at... So this is a show about taxes.
I got that.
For the married people who are gay.
Well, I don't understand what at and dot gay
I was just trying to be cute.
What are you, like tweeting or some crap now too?
No, I was just being smart, clever.
Oh, please.
I think it worked. I got one email. She said that she liked it.
That's because it's your friend.
Well, okay, but I got one email that said she liked it.
I'm glad your friend emailed you today. That's really good for you, Joanne. You know, you have a friend who emails you.
So now I'm going to ignore Andrew. So now that so I started thinking about the increase in business valuation, I really started to think about how unfair it is for same-sex couples when they file their taxes. And I can talk, and I'm sure Andrew can confer, what's the word? Agree with
concur?
Me. Concur. That's the word. Concur with me that
Doctor?
We have been doing tax returns for a very, very long time. And we have, you know, at home, we have gay clients. And we'd have to do the tax returns. They're very complicated.
That was annoying as hell.
They're annoying. And the reason is because you have to decide who gets what deduction, who gets which income, who gets which kid, who gets what credit. It's very, very complicated. And it started me thinking about how unfair it is that they have to file single returns even though they're married. So now the tide is turning, and I said, oh, these people need to put their foot down. They've come a long way.
They don't get to file joint returns?
No, because the IRS, the federal government, does not recognize gay marriage.
Oh, that's right. We had to do that for like Massachusetts and
correct.
Stuff. That's right.
And so now I started to think it's time to revolt. You know, the gay people have been pushing for gay rights for years now, and they're making great strides, and good for them. But they haven't been able to get tax filings for being married, filing a joint return yet. They still have to file as single or head of household on the federal return and then change their return if they're married in a state that recognizes gay marriage and change it to a married filing a joint or a married filing separate return, which is outrageous. It's the amount of time spent to do a tax return to do that is outrageous. The tax software is not ready for that. They don't know how to do that yet. That's going to be interesting to see how they're going to have to change this. And I'm going to go over some of the points that we have come across through the years as far as filing same-sex couples and their taxes. The first thing I found out was, you may have heard of this. I heard of it, but I didn't really know what it was all about. It's the Federal Defense Marriage Act. And it was passed by President Clinton. And I started to read about it. And what it says is that the definition of a union or a marriage is between a man and a woman. So it prohibits same-sex marriage in the federal world. And I said, this sounds to me just like don't ask, don't tell. And that was a Clinton initiative too, which I think is pretty lame, right?
I'm not happy with anybody in power right now, so I don't want to...
So Clinton was in power, you know, 10 and 20 years ago.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So I said, well, that was pretty lame. And don't ask, don't tell recently got reversed by President Obama. So there's hope for him. So now I said, well, they need to reverse this defense... What is it called? It's called... The Federal Defense of Marriage Act.
Who were they defending it against? The gays?
The same-sex marriage. Same-sex couples. They are not entitled to federal rights.
I love how they call it defense. That's fantastic.
That's crazy.
That's like they're attacking marriage.
As I was reading and learning about the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, I remember hearing this year recently that the first President Obama was maintaining that rule, that law. And then he took a turn at the beginning of the year, back in February, and told the Attorney General Holder to stop all those cases and stop defending those cases because he was beginning to change his mind on that.
I think he needs to start put his foot down and actually make some things change.
But
this is
doing
ridiculous.
That. He's doing that. He's
it's
doing
about
that.
Time. It's 3 years.
Yeah.
Well, 3 damn years and he's done.
Well, that's true. So now he did that. He's doing that. But it's still the law has not been changed. I don't know if that has to go through Congress. And we know about laws that have to go through Congress and gay people. That's going to be an issue. So you know, at first I said, well, these people should just file a tax return as married filing joint. They should. That's my first feeling. But I found out that, frankly, the IRS could come after you for filing a fraudulent return. And it could be very serious penalties if you knowingly file a fraudulent return.
But it's a way to get it to the federal court.
Course,
and you appeal it and then you get all the way to the Supreme Court.
They're all court cases now.
I thought states' rights superseded federal government rights.
No, I think it's the other
way. No.
Okay, but I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know.
What kind of American are you? States' rights are more important than federal rights. Federal rights are supposed to just guide this country. Yeah. It has changed since we set up the country itself.
Yeah.
But in theory, states' rights supersede federal rights.
I didn't know you took law in school.
No, I took history.
Oh. Well, good for
I
you,
I actually
Andrew.
Remember things.
Well, that's great. So I don't know that. That may be true. But there are court cases now out in the Supreme Court and in the lower courts where individuals are suing states and mostly federal government, because they're being taxed unfairly. Because if they were a heterosexual couple, or they would not be paying the amount of tax they have been paying, or they've been charged to
pay.
You
know what bothers me?
What's that?
Is how you have rights in like a state, right? And then the federal government doesn't like it, so then you have no rights there. Like, who are they to decide where my rights are coming from? Like, why does the federal government allow me certain rights and my state government allows me other rights? And, like, they don't talk to each other or, like, aren't on the same page. And it's just, like, it's very confusing and frustrating.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just, like, I'm just tired of our whole government.
All right.
Nothing gets done.
All right, but let's go back to
this is just like another thing in the pile. It's just like,
but let me explain to the people, the listeners, what kind of unfairness they're really faced with.
I think everyone's aware of the unfairness of this country.
Well, no, I bet you a lot of people don't realize what the gay community has to do when they file their tax return. And I bet you there's some gay people that don't realize how involved their taxes are because they have to file separately and then married. It's a very complicated process. Okay. Let's just start with the really simple ones, whether you file single or you file married filing joint. Single is a higher tax bracket, so they pay more money. Married filing joint, you would get the benefit of combining your incomes and combining your expenses and combining your deductions and bringing you to the lowest possible taxable income and being taxed at a rate that's better than being a single.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that start to mush it up is if you have kids. When you're a gay couple and you have one child, you have to decide which parent is going to deduct that child. And then you have to calculate, well, is it a better deduction on this person or is it a better deduction on that person? Well, this person makes more money. So generally speaking, that would be the better person to get the deduction, unless they make so much money that they don't get the full benefit of having that deduction.
Or what if the other person makes not enough money and they get an earned income credit?
Right, and the other side of it is the government loses. If somebody is a working parent, is only working maybe part-time and makes a little bit of money as opposed to the other parent, and that parent can file with the kid and get an earned income credit. Now, that's unfair. Because that household is really not poor, yet they're entitled to this program called an earned income credit. So it doesn't always benefit the government. Sometimes it works against the government. But, you know, and at the end of the day, generally speaking, the gay community pays more taxes. So that's one example. Now, if you have two kids, now you both can deduct one child each as head of household and get a better filing status than if you were single. Again, it's not as good as being married filing a joint return. So there they pay a little bit more tax, but it's better than being single.
I got a question.
Yep.
What if, like, you have two kids, whatever, and, like, you don't make any money and you're a gay couple? Could you go on welfare?
No, because I think on welfare they ask you who's living in the household. They don't care whether
you're
married.
So keep a separate apartment.
Well, that's true. I'm sure you
can. Because you can get a lot of money out of welfare.
Well, you get some money. It's not, you don't get rich out of welfare.
Just rent an apartment somewhere for like $500.
Yeah. Good luck finding that one. Go ahead.
Well, I'm saying you could rent it in the ghetto and like get some money and, you know, just, you probably get like, how much does welfare get you?
You don't even have to go that far. I'm sure there's better scams than that.
I just think it's just a ridiculous.
But you know what?
That, like,
I really don't want to talk about scamming.
I just think it's ridiculous
system.
That this is like what it comes to. Like people can manipulate
but there are
the people, system.
But there are heterosexual people that scam the system.
Yeah,
they're not
that.
Married. They have kids. They live together and yada yada yada, and they collect welfare. But let's keep the focus on the taxes.
Let's take a break.
Take a break for, and we'll be back in a minute and continue this discussion. Okay.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. We are really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. Spring is here, the sky is blue.
Okay, we're back. Flash Talks Cash. We're talking about taxes at married.gay.
The listeners couldn't see Andrew dancing to that song on the break.
I was loving really that intense. One, Jack. Thanks for blowing me up on that one.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I think we did a show a while back about whether you should get married based upon taxes.
To get for a house and stuff like you, like, yeah, don't buy a house, you get married, so you get married for tax purposes.
I think it goes both ways.
It was pretty ridiculous.
Well, so now people who really do want to get married and they don't consider their finances the main reason to marry or not marry, they are now faced with different kinds of situations which could be very complicated. So we know, you know, there are issues with children. There are issues with the mortgage interest. We didn't talk about the mortgage interest.
Homes.
Many, many, many gay couples buy a property and they get to deduct the mortgage interest in the real estate. So now the mortgage is in both names, but it's we have to decide when you have to decide when you file the return whether 100% of it should be put on one person's return, 50-50. Sometimes it doesn't. There's no benefit to one couple, to one side of the couple, and it's very complicated to calculate and see where the best deduction is. Either or both are entitled to deduct the house. So those kinds of things come up. There's child credits. So if you deduct the child, you get the credit. If you make too much, you're not entitled. So sometimes it's better to give the kid on the other person's return, so they're eligible for the credit. There's child care credits that come into consideration. There's tuition credits. Lots and lots of considerations to decide which person should deduct and which person should include this on their
return.
It's
like a whole checklist. Can you decide to like take certain things on one person, certain things on another person?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it's very complicated, and gay people will have to pay more to their tax preparer. This affects the wealthier taxpayers than the lower and the middle class, but it still comes into play. It has to be reviewed. It has to be determined. I mean, you want to spend $100 and get a tax return prepared just straight out, or you want to spend a few hundred dollars more and determine that it might be a better way to file and get more money back or pay less taxes.
It's definitely better to pay a little bit more money because there are a lot of things out there at this point. Like once these things start coming down the pipe, it's like you really need to figure out where you want your credits and which person picking up each kid. And it's just confusing.
It's very confusing. So now there are other issues. You know, when a gay couple has a child, whether they adopt the child or one of them gives birth to the child, the other party often adopts that child as their own. So they get an adoption credit, and it's a very nice credit, which is really great. And they get excited when they get to take this credit. But you forget that you have to pay all this money to adopt your kid. It's nuts. It's really nuts. I find the situation, when you look at it just straight away, you're like, this doesn't make any sense. These people should be entitled to the same rights that heterosexual people have. They're no
different.
Wait,
gay people pay more for adopting than straight people?
Well, no. when you have a child, just because you didn't give birth to the child and your wife gave birth, you don't have to adopt that child. That's your child.
Yeah.
But in a lesbian or a gay couple, if one gives birth, well, the gay couple guys can't give birth. But if a lesbian couple gives birth, one of them gives birth, the other lesbian has to go and adopt that child. So this is, that doesn't make any sense.
Why can't you just like write on a paper?
Write on the paper?
At this point, if you're married in New York,
yeah.
Can't you just, if like your partner has a child, yeah. Can't you just like on the birth certificate put the partner's name?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but I've done tax returns with a
lesbian. Well, I'm saying at this point, now that you're legally married.
I don't know. I don't think so, but I don't know. It's a lot of law out there that I'm not sure of. And I wonder if the answer to that question is. This is evolving as we speak. You know that, right? There's another issue with retirement assets. You know, retirement assets, you have that all. If for everybody, it can only be in one person's name. But there could be, you can name the beneficiary. If you name the beneficiary to be your married spouse, that married spouse inherits that IRA if you die before it's spent. Married spouse mean heterosexual. Mm-hmm. If you are a same-sex couple, they don't recognize that, and it gets dispersed as a beneficiary, and you have to pay tax on it in the same way as if you left it to your children or you left it to somebody else like that. So you don't get the same benefit. And here's the big one. Here's the big one in estate taxes. There's a lot of issues with estate taxes because the federal don't recognize the estate tax, the same-sex marriage. So when a husband and wife are married and one of the spouses dies, let's just use an example. Husband dies, the wife can inherit the entire estate of her husband tax-free, boom, right across the board, no issue, no problem. That doesn't exist for a gay couple.
What if you put it to a trust?
I don't know. I'm not a trust
lawyer.
Oh, this
whole estate tax thing is another thing I want to talk about today.
Well, not today. We don't have enough because we have other issues to address. So now, you know, this year I think the estate tax exclusion is $1 million. So if somebody dies with an estate more than $1 million, then the person who inherits that estate over $1 million has to start paying estate taxes. Now, if they were married, husband and wife, there would be no tax. This affects, although it doesn't affect a lot of taxpayers, it affects enough people where they're paying substantially more taxes in an estate arena. It is just not fair. Now, also, during your lifetime, when two people buy a house together and they get married, a gay couple, and then they get divorced. Well, divorce is another whole megillah now as far as the taxes go. Because the federal does not recognize the marriage, all the property that's split up and divided in that divorce, could be a house, could be, you know, IRAs, could be all sorts of things, will be deemed gifts to the other person, and it's not tax-free. When you divorce, you and your wife split up your assets, you get the house, she gets the investment portfolio, she takes the car, you take the beach house, whatever it is, and it's all considered tax-free distribution dividend, divided up. Well, the poor gay guys and lesbians don't have that situation. Anything over $13,000, the value of $13,000 has to be reported as a gift tax. And it gets pulled off of your one-time exclusion of $1 million on your estate. And it really makes it unfair for these people. Is there anything that's fair for these people when it comes to taxes and the federal government? Not yet. I haven't come up with anything that's fair. There were slight advantages, but the disadvantages outweigh the advantages.
Especially on the federal level.
Well, I'm talking about the federal level.
Aren't most tax breaks and credits on the federal level at this point?
Yeah. The bulk of your taxes is paid to the IRS.
So most of the beneficial credits are on that level.
At that point, yes. At this point, yes. There's also Social Security. If you're both old and one of you die, the other person is not entitled to your Social Security benefits, as if you were married and you were a husband and a wife. You know, you can take your husband's Social Security if it's higher or whatever. They don't have that option. So health insurance, here's a good one. Here's a very, very unfair situation. Lots of companies now extend health benefits as a fringe benefit to same-sex or domestic partners, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can work for IBM, and you can be entitled to get medical insurance for you and your life partner.
Mm-hmm.
That medical insurance that you get for your life partner, the value of that is subject to tax. It's a taxable fringe benefit. But Not if you were married and you had children.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's really unfair. So domestic partners and same-sex couples pay more tax for the due to the medical insurance fringe benefit.
So you do get a cheaper insurance, but you're still paying tax on it.
Well, you're getting cheaper insurance. Sometimes it's the only insurance. It's not necessarily always for the cheapness. It might be the only place you get insurance, right?
Well, can you get an individual policy?
Well, it's very hard and so expensive.
That's what
outrageous.
I'm saying. So the only way to
know.
Do it is to go through a group.
But isn't that outrageous? So this goes on and on. So marriage is a great thing for them. God, you know, good for them. Divorce is, you know, going to be for some of them. Estate taxes are going to be for some of them. Increase in taxes is going to be for some of them. There are rules now in the various states that allow gay marriages where you have to file a federal single return or married or a head of household return, but you must file a married return on the state. So you have very complicated tax filings, and unfortunately, the vast majority of you are going to pay more in taxes until you get to Washington and get Obama to reverse that rule.
So yeah, but that's never going to happen.
I don't believe never. I don't believe that. And Obama doesn't reverse the rule, and I believe he will reverse the rule. He reversed don't ask, don't tell. If we don't get Obama reelected next year and a Republican gets in, oh my God, they'll probably reverse the rules that are going on, reverse the actual gay marriage rules. And they'll probably
make it illegal. That's a Supreme Court thing.
Yeah, and then they'll go back and they'll abolish slavery too. They'll do anything they can. Okay, Andrew's going to go into his little routine. He's going to give us his 2 cents this week. We haven't heard from you and your 2 cents.
There it is.
Now he feels better.
It makes me feel warm and cozy inside as I get angry.
Don't get angry, Drew.
I'm angry.
Don't get angry.
I'm very angry. No. I don't know if you could hear throughout the show how angry and upset I was.
About the government.
Just the government in general. The people who run our government, mostly on the fiscal side.
Maybe you should run for politics.
I would love to, but I don't think I could get the support I need to get to the level I need to get to make any significant changes.
You start small.
I'm just like frustrated.
You don't start as president.
Because like, you know, like our whole financial situation in this country has been screwed up for... 4 years, three and a half years now?
Probably longer.
Yeah, it started 20 years ago. Yeah. And the problem is that most of the people who run the financial sector of our country keep coming from the same pool of people.
Right.
So the problems that they create themselves 20 years ago, the people that they like taught and trained with and learned from are the people taking over for them.
So they're recycled.
That's all they do. And nothing is going to change.
Well.
And I'm just frustrated with that because, all right, fine. We gave money to all these people, and we're trying to do all this.
What does that mean, we gave money to all these people?
Banks.
TARP, you mean?
TARP, AIG.
That's TARP.
Bailouts. Funds. All these bailouts.
Yeah, right.
Then the same people who teach the people who are the CEOs and everything and work at these places are on the board of directors. They then get promoted to work in the government. They then continue the cycle of what we're doing.
Well,
and I'm just frustrated with that. And I think there needs to be more regulation, more taxes on these people. Because all these rich people... keep making themselves and keeping themselves rich, and then they control the mass population with these minimal credits that you talked about for child care, child tax credits.
Right, those are small credits. The
minimal
to
credits.
What they do, right.
Andrew, did you read the Warren Buffett op-ed?
Yeah. I haven't yet.
Well,
yeah, that's what he said.
Well, he also said it's time for the rich to pay more taxes.
Indeed.
He's first online.
And I think when you're that rich, you don't care.
Well, Andrew, you did miss it because it was the talk of town last week. He went around his office and he paid, his federal tax bracket was 19%. His was the lowest in the office compared to his secretaries and other workers in his office. His federal tax bracket was 19%. You and I probably pay 25 to 30%.
That's ridiculous.
Because he's got great write-offs and great tax credits.
Of course he does. And, and there are people who work for him and make sure he's in these places and do the proper things. And no one else can take advantage of these situations because, first of all, we don't have enough money to pay anyone to do that. Mm-hmm. And second of all, the tax credits and the programs that are in place are put in place by these rich people so that they keep their money. And the politicians get all this money from these rich people so that they then keep these credits and these other programs in place so that we keep getting battered down in the lower and middle classes. So now there is no middle class.
Well, there is a middle class, but
who?
They're shrinking.
There is no more middle class at this point. All these people lost their money on their houses and their foreclosures, lost their jobs, and now it's shrinking even more than it was.
That's 10% of the population.
I'm
pretty sure
there's a middle class.
There's still
Jack,
a middle
where
class.
Is it? What's the middle class? How much does the middle class
That's
make?
Us.
40 to 100,000 or
That's
so.
Ridiculous.
Exactly. No,
you can't survive on that.
Well, yes, you can.
Try surviving on 15.
Yeah.
I'm saying, it's just like, the credits need to come to us, not to the rich people. Capital gains taxes need to be increased exponentially, at least double that, because it's not even at the normal tax rate for people at this point.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm just tired of it. And the people who are in power keep pushing these keeping these programs in place.
I'm sorry you're so down on the world this week. I think you need to go on vacation. Why don't you go to Italy and come back?
We need a flat tax like Europe.
And come back and maybe you'll have a different outlook. All right, everybody, we're on vacation next week. We'll be back after Labor Day. Enjoy the end of the summer.
The following is a message from NOFA NY.
Do you dig local food? Love organic farmers? Do you crave to be part of a growing movement of consumers concerned with the state of our nation's food system? Then sign up today to take the NOFA NY's Locavore Challenge this September. Join 5,000 other New York locavores that are hungry, active, and ready to change our food system. Learn more at www.nylocavorechallenge.com.
Every spring at the end of kidding season, goat dairies across the country are faced with the question of what to do with their male bucklings. Because on a dairy farm, there's no role for a male. Often the most economical thing for these farmers to do is to cull the animals at birth or ship them off to the commodity market. Heritage Foods USA is embarking on a new project, No Goat Left Behind, looking to step in and fill this niche by creating a marketplace for these male bucklings. Visit us at www.heritagefoodsusa.com to learn more and to reserve your goat this coming October.